On Wednesday's front page, House Speaker John Boehner is facing resistance from rank-and-file Republicans on raising the debt ceiling. It's not clear whether Boehner can get the House to approve the bill he's pushing for. We'll look at how a tycoon in India works around his nation's creaky infrastructure. And the race for a House seat in Brooklyn has turned into a vote on President Obama's Mideast peace proposals. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says House Republican leaders ran into resistance from rank-and-file lawmakers over their plan to raise the debt ceiling. Conservatives complained it didn't cut enough government spending. Congressional budget officials said it didn't deliver the promised savings. All this has turned the plan into a test of House Speaker John Boehner's leadership. The plan is expected to come to a vote on Wednesday as the clock ticks toward August 2nd. That's when the Obama administration says the nation risks defaulting on its bills. Wednesday's Times says India now has 55 billionaires. Their aggregate wealth equals about 16% of India's economic output every year. One of them is entrepreneur Gautam Adani. He owns power plants that he fuels with coal from mines he owns in Indonesia and Australia. He imports the coal on Korean-made cargo ships that he also owns. His business plan is to do as much as possible without relying on India's creaky infrastructure. In Miami, homes in foreclosure seem to be in short supply. That's driving up prices. It sounds like a contradiction because one out of five households in and around Miami is in foreclosure. But home sales there were up 16% from 2010, making 2011 the best year since 2007. In the $2 million category, there were 439 deals. That was up 13% from last year. Broker Peter Zalewski sounds excited. He says people thought it would take at least 10 years to get back to this level. The race is on for the House seat vacated by Anthony Weiner in Brooklyn. Reporter Ashley Parker says it's turning into a referendum on President Obama's Mideast proposals. Democrat David Weprin and Republican Bob Turner have both criticized the president's positions. Pace University professor Chris Malone says the winner will be the one who comes across as more pro-Israel. On Monday, former New York Mayor Ed Koch endorsed Turner. Koch says it's a way to reprimand the president. Tight state budgets have some officials looking at abandoning sign language and separate schools for the deaf. Some advocates are worried states will send deaf children to so-called mainstream schools, where sign language would take a back seat to other methods of communication. Marvin Miller of the Indiana Association of the Deaf says that would amount to taking away the language deaf and hard of hearing children are most comfortable with. Something called water banking is becoming more widespread in California. It's the underground storage and withdrawal of water. The water utility in Bakersfield has gone to court against wealthy farming interests that control two big water banks. They sell water to districts that supply homes and golf courses in Palm Springs, 220 miles away. Bakersfield claims big withdrawals have caused geological damage and local service disruptions. Inside Wednesday's Times, McDonald's is putting the Happy Meal on a diet. It's cutting the calorie count by reducing the French fries and also adding fruit. A toy will still come with each Happy Meal, despite criticism that toys create a powerful connection between children and fast food that's often heavy on the calories. Billionaire investor George Soros is closing his quantum hedge fund to outsiders. He'll return the $1 billion he's been managing. Wednesday's Times says the move is largely symbolic. The fund will still be managing roughly $25 billion. Soros fund management will become a so-called family office. That's what financial types call an operation that manages one family's money. The change will let Soros avoid possible hedge fund regulations. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. has lost several big cases in the last few weeks, and morale has slipped among the assistant district attorneys who work for him. Some are unhappy with coverage of the way Vance's office handled the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case. This week, Vance came up with a morale booster. He announced at an office-wide meeting that prosecutors are getting raises after not getting them last year because of budget constraints. It's been nearly a week since a four-alarm fire shut down a major wastewater treatment plant here in New York. That sent millions of gallons of untreated sewage water into the Hudson River. The city has now closed four beaches. Unusually high levels of bacteria have already been found at the one in Brooklyn. Officials say the three on Staten Island are in the path of a plume of pollution. Ford's expansion efforts in Asia took a toll on second quarter profits. Ford still made $2.4 billion, but that was down 7% from the same period last year. Chrysler reported a second quarter loss of $370 million. That reflected a one-time charge to pay back $551 million in government loans. Otherwise, Chrysler would have made $181 million. It said improved sales were a sign its revival is gaining traction. An Englishman is the new caretaker of Claude Monet's gardens in France. This is where Monet painted the famous water lily series. As head gardener, James Priest says he'll take his time deciding on changes. Times reporter Suzanne Daly says he does panic when you ask if parts of the garden are more English than French. He says they cut off people's heads for saying less than that, and besides, it's neither French nor English. It's a dreamer's garden. From the Englishman who became a gardener in France to the American who became a vintner. Ray Walker went to France to make great wine out of the best grape. By the time he was 29, he'd become the first American ever to make Le Chambertin. That's the Grand Cru Red Burgundy that's one of the most revered names in wine. It turns out Walker had never drunk a Chambertin before he made his own. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.